Today's episode is titled, Ready or Not, Here I Come. You'll never be ready. That is a lie of Satan to keep us from doing God's will with our lives. But there is some truth to that. We will never be ready for what God has called us to do. However, God's call is to take a step out in faith. God calls us to be ready in His time. He will reveal to us one step at a time. Often, we as humans want the whole picture or all the steps revealed at once. Another thing that holds us back from taking the first step is we feel we are not yet qualified. So, we try to get training, education, and studies under our belt before we make a move in faith. Mark Batterson states, God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And if we wait until we feel we are ready, we will be waiting our entire lives, missing all the opportunities along the way that God has called us to do in faith. What is that first step or next step that you are hesitant about? Where do you need to step out in faith and trust the Lord? We want to plan our lives carefully and be sure everything is in place before making a transition in life. As the saying goes, we want all of our ducks in a row. However, surprise! In case you didn't know, God doesn't work that way. Our God is a good God of just enough. He reveals just enough to us. He gives us just enough grace and just enough strength. Why? Because God wants us to continue to depend on Him daily. He doesn't want us to rely on the assurance of the things of this world. He wants our dependence on Him and Him alone. He never gives us more than we can handle. There are many times in our lives where we feel overwhelmed because we are being led to leave the comforts of familiar job, relationships, or make a move. As humans, we like comfort, ease, and what feels good. We don't like the unknown, unfamiliar, and uncharted territories. However, it is in these times God helps us grow and make steps in faith. My current marriage is a step in faith. My husband and I know God brought us together, but why? How? We are still discovering God's plans for our lives as a married couple. There were and still are uncertainties of our living situation and when we will be living, quote, together in one home. While those uncertainties exist and the uncertainties of where God is taking us each day, we are certain God has brought us together for His glory, and we will step out in faith to fulfill that plan with God's help. These unknown factors didn't keep us from taking that step in faith towards the calling to become one flesh in marriage as husband and wife. We know without a doubt God called us to become husband and wife and is asking us to continue our faith walk in Him for the rest of our lives. The rest will come with faith in Christ. If we stay true to our calling to be a godly couple seeking Him and His will for our lives, His plan will be revealed to us in God's time. Another strong calling I am personally feeling from the Lord is to take a stand about what I put and allow in my body. My body is a temple of the Lord's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Now this verse refers to your body being a temple and to flee from sexual impurities. However, I'm taking it a step further and honoring God within this and keeping my body pure from all the unnatural things of this world. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 state, Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. About 15 years ago, I decided to become a vegetarian and began watching the foods I ate, trying to avoid processed foods. I am somewhat of a naturalist. I do not use over-the-counter medicines, do not use prescription drugs, or any unnatural man-made medicines in my body. This is a preference of mine, and I live by example for my children and others around me. I try my best to watch what I eat and tend towards natural, unprocessed foods. Somewhat recently, I felt a strong call from the Lord to honor the temple of my body He gave me, and I have refused the COVID vaccine. I will not get into the politics of my decision, but simply state I do not agree with what is in the vaccine and believe in body autonomy. Taking a step in faith and taking a stance against this does have earthly and eternal consequences. All of our decisions have consequences here on earth and eternal ones when we meet our Lord. I am willing to deal with these earthly consequences. This recent decision I made is one of them. Because of this stance I have taken, I now have to consider a job career change. I am at complete peace with my decision because I know I am following the Lord's will with my life. This is a step in faith, and God will never leave me nor forsake me. Isaiah 41, verses 8 through 10. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its furthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Mark Batterson made a reference to the ready, set, go phrase in my morning devotion. He feels it is backwards and should be go, set, ready. I tend to agree with him. We are never really ready for what God calls us to do. But we need to take that step in faith and allow God to set us up and prepare to make us ready. Many of us try to ready ourselves before we follow God's call, but we never feel ready, so we never go. This causes fear, doubt, and discouragement in our hearts, leading to disobedience. It is not easy to discern God's will for our lives when we are mixed up in all the confusion and distractions of the world. We are called to prayer and fasting to help us discern His will for our lives. But even after a time of prayer and fasting, discerning His will isn't easy. We will need to take those steps in faith to end a relationship or start a new one, to quit a job, to start a new journey, or make a move, little or drastic. Sometimes we are so afraid of doing the wrong thing or making the wrong decision that we stay where we are, where we're at, causing us to miss what God has planned for us, His wonderful and glorious will for our lives. So step off that boat of comfort and ease in safely onto the rough seas of life, of a life of faith in Christ. Just as Peter stepped off the boat in faith and walked on the water with Christ, he did so until he turned his eyes away from Christ and lost his faith and began to sink. But Jesus didn't leave him there to drown. Jesus reached out his hand to Peter and helped him believe again and trust in the Lord. Jesus walks on the sea. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountains by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Draw close to our Heavenly Father, and he will take your hand to guide you on your faith journey. You need only take the first step and trust God has you for the rest. What is your step of faith today? Go, set, ready, and let God do the rest. If you're looking for excuses to avoid God's will, you will always find them. So keep asking, seeking, and knocking, and God will roll the stones away in your lives.